In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get right on into today's episode. I want to talk about what Black women need to know about rest, what Black women need to know about shmoney, and what Black women need to know about doing less in 2025. And the reason I'm doing this episode, as always, is in support of Black women. But, you know, more and more, we are seeing stories in the news, social media, YouTube, et cetera, about how people, everyday people, we're not talking about celebs and you know, the wealthy, what is it, 1%, 7%, whatever, but regular everyday people, you know, a lot of us, we are struggling right now. We're trying to make ends meet. We're really doing what we can to build wealth and break cycles and rest and take care of ourselves, take care of our kids, just have a good life. But, you know, this quote unquote American dream, this narrative that they have sold us to hustle and grind and be perfect and do all the things. And if you do all the things, then you will get handed this magic key. And this magic key unlocks everything you've ever wanted and more. We've literally been sold into a bunch of BS. We have been sold a bunch of lies. And really, it's coming down to people that are losing their homes, they're losing their jobs. So many people are just, I keep seeing this story of people, specifically women more than men, unsurprisingly, that are, you know, doing things like moving into their car, living in their van, you know, becoming unhoused or homeless, etc. You always hear about how the mom ends up in like a shelter with her baby or two or three babies. These stories, like, the farther we get in society, you would think that by now, with all the advances that have been made in like tech and industry and health and like whatever, like all these advances that have made our society quote unquote more civilized or better or whatever, you would think that the amount of homeless population would be the numbers will be going down, or the way that people are dying from these diseases and things like that, that those numbers would be getting better or going down, because, you know, we're supposed to be so modern and so civilized and all these things compared to previous decades and centuries and generations and things of that nature. But I am finding that this is just like, the further we go down this road, the worse things seem to be getting. I don't know about what, I don't know what is supposed to be quote unquote great about the direction that this country is headed in, but that's just me. You know, I'm not a political or like an expert in that, but I can see with my own eyes what is happening to our humanity. And because of that, I'm really doing what I personally can to get rooted in things that make sense for me, because I just refuse to continue playing into these systems that really do not benefit the average person. The only person that these, or the only types of person, or people I should say, that these systems of like capitalism and white supremacy and like everything else, it's not benefiting the everyday person. These systems are purely benefiting people that have wealth, stature, influence, these higher ups and big wigs, you know, that are dictating what really happens behind the scenes and what happens in our country. The everyday person is the person that is really, you know, basically getting screwed. Okay. And so a lot of people are just opting out, either by choice, which is obviously better, or unfortunately, a lot of times, not by choice. They are being forced out of out of their homes, forced out of retirement, forced out of their homes, forced into these situations where they now can no longer afford to make a decision of either, or they can no longer, now they're making decisions. It's either pay this rent or eat, or, you know, X, Y, Z. And it's like, we're working these 9 to 5s, we're working 40, 50. Some of us are working 2 and 3 jobs, 50, 60 plus hours a week. And even in a 2-income house, okay, a 2 or 3-income house, people are still barely getting by in some cases. And it's just ridiculous. So again, I'm just like, I am just doing what I can to opt out, okay? Really, I really, really am. And so again, just a few things I just wanted to talk about in regards to like what Black women, I feel, need to know again about rest and money and doing less in 2025, like definitely not doing more in 2025, but figuring out ways to do less in 2025. These are the kinds of things that are going to help us go from struggling to thriving. Okay. Because the way that we as a whole are doing things now, it's not working. I want to say it's broken, but it's not broken. It's giving what it's supposed to give. Okay. It's doing what it's designed to do. But I just refuse to continue playing being a certain character in this game, if you will. Like, I'm opting out of being a certain type of character in this game of life, if you will. And I'm not saying that I have complete power and complete control and all those things, but I feel like once you really begin to open your eyes and take in what's happening, it's like you realize you have some choices. You have things that you can do. Even the smallest thing, it doesn't matter. It doesn't always have to be this huge, ginormous thing, you know, to have some type of impact. But even the smallest of things can bring some good things into your life. So that's what I want to talk about today. So yeah, if I didn't say it, welcome back in case you've been listening for a minute. But, you know, we already know how loud the pressure is right now, okay? We know that, especially if you're a 9-to-5er or you work a couple of jobs or things like that, you already know that there is a lot of pressure right now. You're being told, like, it's your fault that you're in this situation. That's what, especially Black women, that's what we're being told. You're being told, like, you got to work harder. You got to do more. You got to show up more. You got to give more. You got to be more consistent. You got to, you know, start hustling, stop being lazy, stop, you know, whatever, sell more, do more, give more, have more, budget, fix your budget, sis, budget better because you're doing a bad job and that's your fault. Keep up, put a smile on your face, keep smiling, high energy, like all these things. And really quick, there's nothing wrong with having a budget, by the way. I currently am working with a budget. I started officially again in May or this month. But what I'm saying, the point is, like, if, for example, you're not budgeting, okay, people will say, oh, you're not budgeting. And that's the reason you're in this entire situation, because you just don't know how to budget, okay? And I don't believe that to be true. I'm here to tell you, in case you did not know, that you are not the problem. You are not the problem. Are there some things that you may be doing that is not aligned with your best self or your best life? Absolutely. I know that I can raise my hand on so many things because I was operating from a place for decades. I was operating from a place where I was so unhealed and so unhappy with myself that I was just doing stuff to feel some kind of way. But keep in mind that a lot of times these things are, again, all related to the systems that we exist in. So again, okay, I say, you are not the problem. You are not the problem in the grand scheme of things. You have been doing what you can right now inside of faulty, disgusting, rigid, strict, racist, whatever, violent systems that were not built with you, Black woman, Black person, in mind. None of this was designed for you to thrive. None of this was designed for you to live your best life. None of this was designed for you to live well. It just wasn't. So we're playing this quote unquote game. Again, we're in this game of life, if you will. We're playing this game, and it's so disgustingly rigged that pretty much no matter what you do, it's going to be a struggle all your life. You're going to have to fight. Like, that's just how it feels. Okay. That's just how it feels. You do something really well, they tell you it's not good enough. You create something magical, somebody steals it. Someone that doesn't even look like you steals it. Something you worked on for years. It doesn't pick up steam until someone else does it and they get praised for it. Okay. How many times have we seen that? Just in the last few years, many, many, many times. So, you know, again, you're doing what you can and you're giving your all, but you're doing it inside of a system that could care less about you, that wasn't meant for you to thrive. And so that's the part that, you know, people are really starting to talk about more and more. And it really warrants us paying attention and listening to that. So in this episode, I didn't really want to make it too long, but I wanted to give you this reminder. I think it's a helpful one that, you know, if you have been down on yourself or feeling some kind of way about yourself and where you feel like you should be by now, I want you to know that, again, you're trying to thrive in a system that doesn't want you to thrive. The system works much better when the everyday person does not thrive. These systems work much better for the people they were built for, okay? And that's not your failure. It's really, really not. So we're gonna name how the harm shows up in your life, in your bank account, your mood, your vibe, your energy, your calendar. And then we're going to talk about some ways that you can push back this year, which is important because we're getting into summertime. I don't know when it officially starts, but spring and summer is really when, you know, it's about making changes, energy, doing things, momentum, you know, that kind of vibe. And so, let's talk about some ways that we can push back this year, starting like right now. So even if you're still tired, which I know a lot of us are in one way or another, even if you're still figuring things out, which a lot of us are in one way or another, even if you feel like the healing is slow, which, you know, some of us feel that way for some time, you know, this is still some things that you can think about right now, all right? So the first thing that I want to say is that these systems, they raggedy, okay? These systems are violent. These systems are bananas. But you're not broken. You're not broken. So let's be real. We were, again, never meant to win in the systems we're trying to survive. And so, you know, when you see a Black person, a Black woman doing really, really well, she has really had to claw her way to the top in one way or another. And a lot of us are doing that. And it's sad because I feel like there are, of course, successful Black women, wealthy Black women that are living, you know, chef's kiss really, really well. But I hate the fact that I love the fact that they are winning. Okay. I love the fact that they're winning. What I hate is that so many other Black women are, you know, struggling and fighting for their life and doing all they can to live well in the American dream. And they just don't have that same thing. And so they feel like they really are just, not going hard enough. They're not pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. They're not the right kind of person, like, oh, whatever the case may be. And again, that's just how things were built. That's how things were designed. Okay. I want you to remember that. So the first thing that I would say is like money. Okay. Money. Capitalism and white supremacy kept us from resources. That's the harm. Capitalism and white supremacy and these other isms kept us from, we know that we weren't given land. We were not given land, okay? Remember how we were promised 40 acres and a mule, et cetera, et cetera? Do you know how many families took that land and generation to generation to generation were able to really compound what that land that they were given or able to buy into something great? Okay, so you have that. Capitalism and white supremacy has kept us from resources. We know that. It's kept us from ownership. We know these things, right? And when we were kept from those things, we were restricted from those things, when we had this late start, we were excluded from the type of wealth that many white Americans have access to. And I don't care if the wealth is only $50,000 right now in their savings, or if it's $50 million right now in their savings, or they have real estate and all these things. Like, they had a leg up that we didn't have. We are several hundred years behind when it comes to that, because so much was kept from us. We were restricted from so much. We weren't able to own. We weren't able to have. We weren't even able to like read and things of that nature. So it's like, make it make sense. Okay. So we were excluded from generational wealth. And like I said, not being able to read, locked out of education. All right. About everything. And obviously about money too. So it's like, when I say behind, I'm not saying that as in, I don't know. I'm saying behind as in we didn't have like other cultures, white people, they had a head start is what I'm basically saying. Okay. So we deal with those things and then we're told that we're bad with money. Okay. For not knowing things that we were never taught. And this is not to excuse, like if you not learning, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, make it make sense. Okay. We weren't able to have bank accounts. We weren't able to buy land, own property, like all these things. And then when we fumble the bag, or we don't know every single thing about investing, or if we don't even have the money to start investing, okay, because of everything else that we're just trying to keep up with, we're told that we're no good with money. We're told that we're bad with money, all right? And that's a system thing. The lie is that you're just not good with money. You're just irresponsible. But the truth is, like, we were locked out from the start. We were locked out from the start. And now it's like we're expected to pick ourselves up from our bootstraps, as they say. Bootstraps that we never had. Not like that. Bootstraps that we really never had in comparison to other folk. Okay? So, again, if I have to say it after every single one, you're not broken. Okay? You're not broken. And then let's talk about burnout and rest. You know that we have been trained to earn our rest, okay? We have been trained to earn our rest, usually through some type of exhaustion or burnout, right? Just working, for example, a 40-hour week minimum is exhausting. I don't know if you realize this, but it requires a lot of energy a lot of times for many of us to do the jobs that we do. It requires a lot of mental energy and it requires a lot of physical energy, okay? And sometimes it requires a lot of spiritual energies so that you can go into that office and not cuss folks out. Okay, I'm just saying. Right? But we've been trained to earn our rest through exhaustion. Only when you're exhausted and to the point of no return. Oh, okay. That's good enough. Yeah. You go ahead and rest for a minute now. You earn that rest. Yeah. You work so hard. You just worked your fingers to the bone. Here, take a few hours off. You earn that rest. It's ridiculous, right? And then that strong Black woman energy that all of us have, apparently. Strong Black woman energy taught us that it's okay. And actually, it's a must that we serve everyone but ourselves, right? And that's something that I am really thinking about in 2025. I am really thinking about that in 2025, that whole strong Black woman trope, or that strong Black woman narrative that has us really just making sure that everybody around us is good. And then if there's anything left over, we can put a little attention to ourselves, put a little focus on ourselves. But I'm not doing that this year. I have really made a firm commitment to myself that I'm not chasing after people and following up after people all the time, or you know, volunteering all the time to make sure someone else is good. I've done that for so long. And then when you do that, you burn out and you're left holding pieces of yourself. You're left holding an empty purse or an empty bag. There's nothing in it for you. There's nothing in it for you because you've given all of it away. Your time, your energy, your tears, your money, your prayers, your strength. Yeah, like everything you've given away. You've given it away. And I hate that for Black girls. I hate that for Black daughters, because that's something that we've been taught since we came out the womb. Like when we came out the womb, it was like we signed a contract, apparently, that said we have to take care of everyone. We've got to tend to everybody, from our parents to our kids to our coworkers to our bosses to our friends and our spouses and everybody. We have got to do the quote unquote womanly thing and make sure that everyone's good, okay? We are literally the plate fixer of everyone. And then when it's all, not only did we cook the food, okay? Not only did we cook the food, not only did we clean the house, not only did we buy the groceries, okay? Not only did we pay the electricity so we can cook the food, okay? Not only did we take, care of the kids, now we gotta cook the food, we gotta wash dishes, cook the food, put the food on the plate, serve everybody up, okay? Wash all the dishes, clean the table, put the food away. Oh, fix our plate, put the food away, and then we get to eat. We got to do all these things, and then we get to eat, okay? That is the task that women have been conditioned to believe we need to do, okay? And I am just like, I'm really not doing that in 2025 or anymore. And this is not to say that I'm not showing up for friends, helping people, things of that nature. I am. But I really think there's a difference between genuinely helping and being a person that's in community with others versus sacrificing your essence, self-sacrificing all the time, putting yourself last on the list all the time. Like, I don't know if you think it's because, or how about this? I don't know if it made me think it was because I was going to be more Christian-like, or if it was a part of people-pleasing, probably a mix of both, you know, but just doing those things really, where did it get me? Where does it get you to give your all away and reserve nothing sacred for yourself? Where does it get you when you do that? That's something that I want you to think about. So that strong Black woman energy, like, I'm not doing that in 2025, right? But the thing is that the systems that we operate in tell us that if you stop, for example, being a strong Black woman and taking care of everything, if you stop, if you rest too much, if you stop hustling, if you stop grinding, if you stop just doing those things, like, you're going to be behind. You're going to fall behind. You're going to be last on the list. You're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on all these wonderful opportunities. There's always like this carrot that is being dangled in front of us. And it's just a joke. But there's this carrot or these carrots that are always dangled in front of us that, you know, just get a little bit more and then you're going to get this treat. Go a little bit more, then you're going to get this one. Go a little bit more and you're going to get this one. It's like these things are rewards, I guess, if you will, if we just continue to follow this path of burnout. This path of over, like, sacrificing yourself, this path of just grinding yourself to the point of exhaustion. I'm opting out. And it's a whole lie that if you do these things, it's a lie that if you opt out that you're lazy. It's a lie that if you opt out, you don't want better for yourself. Like those, that's a lie. It's a lie. You can rest and want the best for your life. Okay, you can stop people pleasing and tending to everybody, making sure everybody's good, and still want the best for your life and the best for others. Like, we don't have to do all the things, but we've been taught that we have to do and be all the things. Okay. And so again, they say that you're lazy when you want to rest, whatever. But the truth is, girl, you know, you've been running on empty for a long time. A lot of us, a lot of you that are listening to this podcast, you have been running on empty for a long minute. Okay. The system don't care. The systems do not care, sis, that you, that your tank is empty, that your bag is empty, right? The systems do not care. They don't. So, you know, you've been running on empty in a system that these systems only value like what's in it for you, for them. What's in it for them? And what's in it for them is your time, your labor, what you can produce, okay? What you can sacrifice. That's what's in it for them. Other than that, these systems could give two dams about Black women. Really, these systems don't give any dams about Black women, but because, you know, we can be counted on out of obligation for our, what we can produce in our labor and things like that, then that's, you know, that's what the, what, that's what these systems care about. That's what these systems care about. Okay. I don't know. I just, it's just a lot. And then another thing is like, you're having hot flashes. The belly fat crept up on you. And surprise, surprise, you also noticed a few hairs on your chin. Is this you? Have you considered that it's your hormones? Do me a favor. I want you to go right now to Happy Mammoth and take their free two-minute quiz, which can help you get to the root of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions to get a personalized recommendation to help you maintain optimal hormone levels. I took it myself. I sure did. And it gave me personalized insights and recommended Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that addresses key players in how your body functions, including stress hormones. Curious about yours? Go take that two-minute quiz. It's an easy way to know where to start. In a survey, 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said that Hormone Harmony helped them feel like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free two-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Another lie that Black women are told is that we're just, we're lazy, and because we're lazy, you're not doing enough or you're not doing all the things and you're not doing all the things on a regular basis. These systems want to wear you down, and it wants to wear you down by saying that, you know, you've got to be more consistent. Just like that whole thing about, you know, how they would say, used to say that you would be richer if you would just stop drinking that Starbucks coffee every day, that $5 coffee. I don't think that's true. But, you know, like for me, for example, just trying to show up online, starting a business, launching a podcast. Maybe this is you too. You want to be a content creator, or you're showing up online, or you want to start a business or a side hustle like a podcast. You got kids, you have babies, littles, and you're just trying to stay afloat. You're just trying to stay afloat, right? And still you're being told that you just need to do more. You just need to be more consistent in your efforts. And that's just a lie. That's a lie. That's not the reason why you're not where you need to be or where you want to be, why you're not successful, why you're not rolling in the dough like Scrooge McDuck. That is not it. Okay. Again, you, if consistency is the problem, keep in mind that you're operating in systems that that steal your essence, steal your ideas, steal your labor, steal your productivity, steal your energy, steal your peace, steal your joy, okay? Steal your humanity. So how can you continue to show up like none of that matters and be more consistent with all the things that are going on in your life right now, and you're trying to survive, some of us? But I'll tell you what, you're doing these things and you're still standing, sis. And that counts for a whole hell of a lot, right? So, you know, I want to talk about how to push back in 2025, because I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but this is not just about surviving anymore. Personally, I am done trying to just survive. I committed to myself that 2025 was the year that I really went, I guess, hard, if that makes sense, on some of these things in my life, because I don't want to be in survival mode. I no longer want to have to be hyper-vigilant about every little thing. I am really getting serious, even more serious than before, about using my voice, reclaiming my energy. I'm sorry, excuse me. Reclaiming my time, reclaiming my peace, like piece by piece. Those are the things that I'm doing. So here's what like pushback or resistance can look like for you this year in real time. So like, for example, if you're healing your relationship with money, like I am, I literally am doing this right now. And I try to talk about things that I'm actively working on or actively doing, or something that I, you know, did in the past, or what I foresee in the future for myself, et cetera, because this is not a platform where I just like, for example, how preachers preach on the pulpit on Sunday, telling you not to go out there and have sex. And then on Monday, they in the office with a secretary doing the hanky panky. Like, that's just not me. That's just not me. So I am actively working to heal my relationship with my money. That is one of the biggest goals I have for 2025. For example, I went to ChatGPT recently. In case you didn't know that you can do this, if you're also deciding that you want to heal your relationship with your money, one of the things I decided to do was have ChatGPT put together a budget tracker and a daily tracker and a monthly budget. Because I am serious about healing my money wounds and my money trauma, and you know, getting out of like struggle and survival mode. But in any case, if you're healing your relationship with your money right now, some of the things you can do to do like some liberation for you and resistance and pushback against these raggedy ass systems is, again, budgeting, start tracking your money, not to punish yourself, but so that you can understand how your money flows. Where is it going? What are you doing with it? How often is it coming in? Like looking for any spots where there might be some places where you can make some tweaks or changes. Again, I'm a big budget girl. I used to do it in my handwritten every month in a journal. I had a separate journal for my budget for the last couple of years. And then I got off track in 2025 at the beginning. And so I picked it back up again in this month in May, because that really helped me. But budget with values, not with shame. Okay. There is no shame in thinking about your money, budgeting your money, being aware of what's happening, where it's going, so that you can stay in alignment with whatever your values are and whatever your goals are, sis. And then also something that you can do is we can have more conversations about money. Okay. We can talk to other women in our community, in our circles, our other Black women, right? About money and normalizing these kind of conversations, because there's a lot of stuff that's hush hush about, like if you're in debt or if you're making X amount of salary, if you have a side hustle and you made X amount in the first year, and let's say you made $1,000 the first year, so there was shame or embarrassment, so you didn't talk about it. Or if in your first year you made $125,000, but you don't want to talk about it because it may seem like you're bragging, or you might, I don't know, whatever the case may be. But we need to really start having more money conversations. And there's already some amazing, dope Black women out there. Tiffany Alishe comes to mind right off the bat, talking about money, money wounds, getting your money right, investing, things like that. So more conversations like that. And then also another thing I would say before I move on to the next thing is that stop saying that you're bad with money. Okay. I said that to myself for a very long time. I'm bad with money. I'm so bad with money. I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm this, I'm that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like your words have power. Your words have power. Okay. So I want you to say instead that, you know, you're learning. Or for example, if there is no money to buy, let's say you want to buy, some your girlfriends want to take a trip to the Bahamas or something in a few months, and they're just like, oh girl, can you come, da da da, instead of saying, girl, I can't, I'm broke, you know, I'm broke as a joke, I ain't got the money, I ain't got it like that, da 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 da. You can say, you know, girl, I would love to, it's just not in my budget this year or this quarter or whatever the case may be. See me on the next trip, you know, see me on the next trip. And you start budgeting for it, putting some money aside for that next girl's trip. But you don't have to say that you're bad with money. You're learning. This is all unlearning. You're unlearning and you're relearning, if that makes sense, okay? So again, it's like the pushback is not that you're bad with money. I would say an affirmation is, I deserve financial clarity without shame. I deserve financial clarity without shame. So that's where I am right now. I'm learning, 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 learning. And that's a beautiful thing. Okay. For burnout, if you're not, if you're healing from burnout, I would say some ways to push back is, as we know, like rest without guilt, rest without explaining. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to people please. You don't have to over-explain yourself. If your no is a no, if you're tired, if you can't do it, if you ain't got it in your energy bank, if you just don't want to be bothered, you want to lay on the couch and rest, like it's okay to, you know, decline invitations and say, no, not today or not this time or whatever the case may be, so that you can rest and feel no guilt about it. Our bodies require rest. Our bodies require downtime. Okay. Our bodies require rest. All right. Something else I would say is, girl, stop trying to do all the things. Stop trying to do all the things. It is okay for some things to not be completed, to not be done. Okay. It is okay for some things to stay undone. I know that there are times when, you know, there might be dishes in the sink, or you didn't get to vacuum the floors this week, whatever the case may be. It's like, it's okay for some things to be undone. ain't nothing going to change. The world is going to still keep spinning. Still, the bills are still going to be due. Life is still going to be life. And no one's coming to judge you because you forgot to, or you didn't have a chance to vacuum the carpets downstairs and do those two loads of laundry yesterday. It's okay for some things to be undone, especially if you need rest. And what did I say before? Bodies need rest. Bodies need rest. It takes a lot for our bodies to do the things that our bodies do when you're working, when you have kids, when you're the quote unquote strong Black woman, like all these things, when you have so much emotional things and healing and restoration needed, our bodies do so much. It's okay to not have everything perfect, okay? I would also say, don't fall into the trap of urgency that is so prevalent. Like everything's an emergency, everything's urgent, everything has to be done right now, right now, right, like right now. And that is not the case. You decide what is like an emergency and needs immediate action. Let yourself make those kind of decisions. Don't always allow others to make those decisions for you. If, for example, a parent calls you tonight at 10 o'clock and like, ooh, Keisha, I need you to run me to the store because I didn't get my food for lunch this week. And it's Sunday at 9 o'clock, okay? And your parent or your dad's like trying to get you out of bed so you can run him somewhere. And it's like, that is not your, it's urgent for them. It doesn't have to be urgent for you necessarily. It doesn't have to be your emergency. Okay. So I really want you to think through some things when you are being called upon or asked or implored to do things. All right. Set energy boundaries. Okay. Let them be your guide or let them be your barriers. Okay. Every morning, every weekend, like whatever it is you need in the mornings during the week or on the weekends or at night before bed or like whatever the case may be. Set them boundaries, okay? Set those energy boundaries because that's going to be your peace. You are not a machine. You get to slow down. You get to stop all the way. You do not have to do all the things. If you're reclaiming your voice, that's another way these systems really try to shut us down, okay? They want us to be quiet. They want us to be subservient. They want us to be good little Black girls, okay? They want us to be good little Black girls that just do and don't ask, don't make waves, don't ask any questions, be just thankful for whatever it is, little crumbs you get, the little crumbs of life, the little crumbs of a check. If you're getting crumbs of a check, like that's what these systems want. They don't want you to speak up. Speaking up is your power, okay? So I would say in resistance, share your truth. Share your truth. I come here on the podcast and I share the hell out of my truth, okay? Allow yourself to be seen without needing to be perfect. And I know that's a really hard one because right now on social media, everybody's perfect, okay? Everybody's perfect. Everybody's rocking a filter. Everyone's coming on social media at their best. Hair fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Clothes popping, new cars, beautiful homes, big spacious homes, perfect backyards, perfect children in their matching outfits, perfect life, perfect job, perfect coffee every morning, perfect coffee cup, like all these things. We know that to be true, that you have to be perfect to be able to show up. Okay. That's the lie. That's the lie, okay? It's okay to be visible and just be yourself in your authentic nature. I have started doing lives on Instagram called Show Up Sunday, and like I did one today, and I literally had my hair pulled back in a bun and no makeup, t-shirt. That was it. That was it. No slick back edges, no gel to keep my kinks at bay. Like none of that. I just showed up and that was it. And they got what they got. And it gave what it gave. And that was that. I am really this year focused on being intentional about not showing up perfectly, just showing up as myself. So does that mean that I won't, for example, have lashes and the little makeup and lipstick, because I love a red lip. And it's been a minute since I've done a red lip. But no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that, but it means that I am allowing myself to show up how I show up and be okay with that. And whoever wants to listen will listen, and whoever don't. And that's fine. Okay. But also the other thing I would say is like, do not shrink yourself and do not step aside as a part of reclaiming your voice. I shared a story on Threads. If you missed it really quick, I'm not even going to share it because it's so long, but I was basically almost forced to step off a curb to allow two white women walk by as we were walking at the park one day, and I refused. And so I shoulder checked her, and it was a whole thing. And so I shared it on social media, but like, as a way of resisting these systems and reclaiming your power that you've always had and you still have, and reclaiming that part of you that feels like you need to be silent, I would say stop shrinking. Stop playing yourself small. Stop stepping off the curb. Stop stepping to the side. Stop making others comfortable to your discomfort. Stop putting people on a pedestal to your whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop putting the needs of others, their comfort, their desires, their wishes, their wants. Stop making that the priority. Stop shrinking yourself. Say what you want. Do what you want. Like, let your wants and desires known. Use your voice, okay? Let's see. I'm looking at my notes here. One other thing, like if you're in a job right now and it's just not aligned, sis, and let's face it, a lot of us that are 9-to-5ers, we're just like, F this job, okay? You don't have to quit today, but I would really implore you, as a way of resistance, you can always start quietly planning your exit. No one has to know. That's between you and Jesus. Nobody has to know if you start quietly planning your exit one step at a time, okay? Use the job's tools, all right? Keep building that skill set, because I promise those things will come in handy one way or another, either at another job or if you're going to do your own thing. Use the job's tools and benefits to build your next move. Don't overperform out of fear. That's another thing. Do not overperform out of fear. All right. Don't kill yourself because you're afraid. Because listen, if they want to fire you, and you could be like in the top 5% at your job, if someone wants to let you go, they going to let you go. They going to get rid of you, boo boo. They going to let you go. You're going to be furred. Okay. Not fired. You're going to be furred if they want you gone for whatever reason. So I would really say, don't do nothing extra as far as something, unless you know it specifically is going to benefit you in some way. There's no need. Like, if they're like, oh, can you stay 10 minutes late? Like, why? And they're always asking you and nobody else, why? Why? You know what I'm saying? Don't overperform. Don't do extra just because you're scared. All right. Just stay grounded in your truth while you're there. Remember what the end game is as far as that job is concerned. All right. That job does not get to have all of you. That's what I would say. That job does not get to have all of you. And that's all right. It's okay for you to say that. It's okay for you to feel that way. Our parents, the boomers and whatever, like, their job was everything. Their job required blood, sweat, and tears, and that's what they got. But damn it, no. The job does not get to have all of me. It doesn't. And that's why I quit my last job in 2019, okay? So, do less. Do less. Do less where you can do less. Do less where you can do less. Say no when you need to. You do not have to explain. What else would I would say? Like, if you've been taught to always overdo, you've been taught to always overperform, taught to always do extra. You gotta do extra to be seen as better, which unfortunately is a truth for Black women, and I hate that. Do less where you can do less. Say no where you can say no. Like, don't feel like you have to over-explain everything. Like, I was a huge over-explainer. One thing that I did this year, or was it last year? I don't know if it was this year or last year. I can't remember, to be honest with you, but because I was thinking about ways that I can prioritize my mental health, prioritize my peace, you know, rest more, and all these things. Like, and I would say this for you too, like, if you're someone like me who would used to, like, I used to try to, like, keep chats going and stuff. I used to keep, try to keep chats with friends or in circles and stuff going, but I stopped doing that. I don't do that anymore. I really don't, because I feel like I was just giving away my energy, and it's like it was a me thing. That's the thing. It wasn't an internalized thing. It had nothing to do with the people in the chat. It was a me thing where I felt like, or I was conditioned to believe, like I had to keep things going. I had to raise the group up. I had to like whatever. So it's like now if the chat goes quiet after I've contributed or whatever, then I just really sit on my hands. And I find other things to do and pour my energy into. I'm in that situation right now of where I have allowed chats to go quiet. And the old me would try to fill those gaps, fill in those conversations, keep it going. People, please make sure the other person or people parties are good. Show up, show up, show up, show up. Be the strong black friend, lifting people. And, you know, I don't have the bandwidth to do that. Okay. I don't have the bandwidth to do that anymore. Right now, I'm using that energy to preserve my peace, take naps, unplug, read books, learn stuff, play video games, take walks, long walks. Like I am pouring that energy back into me. So again, when I say do less, I mean do less for things that are draining. Do more for you, that fill you up, that give you peace, that give you joy, that make you feel playful, make you feel luxurious, make you feel sexy, make you feel sensual, make you feel healthy and whole and happy. Like that's the kind of stuff I want you to focus on doing more of. And if it don't fall into them buckets, do less. Say less. Say less. Say less and do less, because everything does not require your energy. As much as we have been led to think that it does, because black women are expected to carry the weight of everything on our shoulders. Like, say less, do less, use that energy for you. Doing less is not a failure. I think doing less is the opposite of a failure, whatever that is. Let's say doing less is a win, okay? Doing less is a win. It, for me, it is freedom. It's liberating. It's showing me that it's okay to have boundaries and to stop playing myself small. Is a way of choosing myself. How many of us were taught that it was not safe to choose yourself? A lot of us, a lot of little black girls were shown that it was not okay to put themselves first or to choose, basically choose themselves. Okay. But sis, you get to do less, and what you do is still enough. Okay. You get to do less, and what you do is still enough, all right? So I want to go ahead and close this out and just kind of remind you of some of the things that we talked about. I'm looking through my notes again, but just a few reminders that, you know, you do not have to perform. You do not have to perform. You do not have to perform. You do not have to do more. You don't have to outdo out of fear. You don't have to be the strong black woman. You don't even have to, you don't have to prove that you are strong. You do not have to prove that you can hold everybody up and hold everybody down all the time. You do not have to do the most, do the least. Okay. Do less. Okay. You do not have to do the most to be seen and to be heard. Like, you don't have to do the most. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to unwind, unplug, to unlearn, to reclaim. Again, I'm going to say do less. I think that's going to be my new thing. You're allowed to do less and still be amazing. You're allowed to spend, to rest, to earn, to budget, to frolic, to play, to move, to sleep, to nap, to say no. Like everything is on your terms. It's not what I'm saying. I can only like kind of, my job is just to kind of guide you or have you thinking. It's really up to you. All of this is on your terms. Only you know what is right for you. Okay. So again, on your terms. But that is what I feel like black women need to be focused on or to know in 2025. Like, you ain't the problem, sis. It's again, I can't stress this enough. It's the systems. It's the systems. So With that said, because I really thought this episode was going to be shorter than that, but you know, I really just felt that those things needed to be said. But you know, how did this episode land for you? If it made you feel some kind of way, you know, be sure to share this episode with another Black woman in your life. Let her know that it's okay. The things that we discussed, send it to your people. Send it to whoever, you know, needs to hear this. And send me an email if you want to as well. And let me know your thoughts or leave a comment in Spotify. Okay, you can do that too. Leave a comment in Spotify and let me know your thoughts about this episode, all right? But, you know, just a reminder, I don't know about you, but I ain't here in 2025 to just be like surviving anymore. I am not here to just survive anymore. That is done. That part of Brie is done. Period. Forever. Okay. We're not doing that anymore. We are living our best lives. We are reclaiming ourselves. We're resting. We're living well. We're resisting. We're pushing back. We're doing less while doing the most. Okay. That's the vibe for 2025. All right. All right. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have an amazing week. Do less. And I will see you next week. All right. Take care.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit betterhelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.